Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Random Baggage, part 2. This is your host AJ podcasting from the facility in Toronto. Here's some Foo Fighters for you. All right, so this is my second podcast. Hopefully the sound quality is a lot better this time. By the way, I got featured on Adam Curry's Daily Source Code for November the 5th, 2004. That was pretty cool. His comment was that the sound was obviously very overmodulated. That's fine. Hopefully I try and improve some things. I've changed the bitrate to 64 kilobits per second and the sampling rate to 48 kilohertz, and the file size has been very satisfying, should I say, so that's pretty cool. Okay, so for today's show, let me see, I got some music by AIN Matter. I'm going to talk a little bit about CNET, an interesting website, and I'm going to play a very, very interesting prank phone call which should hopefully be funny. All right. So first off, there's this band named AIN Matter, one word. They claim to have two bass guitars, a drummer, and a vocalist. They're from Denver in Colorado. They're featured on GarageBand.com. That's where I mostly try and find new music. And they have a very interesting song. It's called Discovering Power. I hope you like this. Very interesting tune indeed. Enjoy. Just to warn you, it's a long song, 6 minutes. Anyway, I'll stop interrupting. Awesome. That was Discovering Power by EIN Matter. Check him out at garageband.com. Wow, that was a pretty good song. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about CNET. Okay, www.cnet.com. I'm sure many of us check the site out for product previews and reviews because they have a decent rating system and they have like some useful guides and interesting articles, should I say. But very recently, the site has become a little annoying to use. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have, because I've been using this site for several years now, at least four, if not more. And very recently, like a few months ago, not more than a few months ago, they overhauled the interface and it looks so bloated. Nicely put. It requires 1024x768 resolution minimum, and I'm telling you, the site looks like a monster. And it's ironic because the purpose of the redesign was to make it easy for people to navigate around, etc. But oh man, it's insane. And I never understood the idea of having their videos embedded in Macromedia Flash. Okay, I'm totally against Flash. I always find it distracting, and I never really saw Flash being used in something clever and useful. There are always these annoying advertisements all over the websites. Like, it's so annoying. And now these people, they have their videos embedded in Flash. So guess what? You can't stream them. You can't download them. So unless you have a nice, clear connection, obviously broadband, it's impossible to view those videos. And some of those videos, they're very useful because they actually show you what the product looks like. Maybe they're just, you know, highlighting an important feature or something. It's really sad that they decided to go that route. I mean, I would have preferred any other streaming format. Like, seriously, Real, Windows, QuickTime, whatever. They're all pretty decent. And the other thing about these guys is, I don't know what's up with their estimation skills. Like, seriously, check out a review for some computer, right? Like what? Athlon XP 2200 Plus, 512 megabyte of RAM, 160 gigabyte hard drive. And they say, oh, that's recommended for basic usage, right? Multimedia applications, word browsing, email. I mean, come on. That machine's a monster. Add a decent video card in and you have a gaming rig. I don't know what's with these people. Just read their reviews for any MP3 player. Anytime, just any MP3 player, or sorry, any digital music player, they're going to recommend to you these set of headphones by Shure and Etymotic and I don't know what not. Now, okay, so I'm very sure that these headphones are great quality. They have awesome sound, great sound isolation, etc. But seriously, you buy yourself a $100 MP3 player, do you really feel like shelling out another $200 for a set of decent headphones? I don't know. Do you? Let me know. I've never used any of these, you know, extra overpriced headphones, but from the sound of it, from what I've read, it seems like they're pretty decent quality, but I really don't see the point of recommending them like for every digital music player out there. Yes, I understand CNET is funded primarily by advertisements and it makes sense for them to advertise, but it would have been smarter if they used advertisements in the right place, like, you know, high-end headphones for high-end digital audio players, etc. I don't know. It's very annoying. And do you know any alternatives to CNET? I don't. Like what? There's Tom's Hardware, Anantech. I'm not so sure if there's any website out there that's as comprehensive, I mean, for product reviews and stuff like that. Anyway, here's another interesting website. Okay? This website I got in trade of a Gmail invitation. So the website's called Stock Exchange. www.sxc.hu. The website claims to have 100,000 plus royalty-free stock photographs. I mean, I was amazed when I checked this website out. Like, really, this website is so good. If you ever need any kind of a photograph for your wallpaper, website, whatever, I'm not advertising for them. I'm not related to them in any way. I'm just bringing this out because I was never aware of this website. I used to use websites like DeviantArt, TeamXP, and Getty Images, which we know has a watermark on every image. It's a pain to get it full size. This website, you need to register to download full-sized images, but like seriously, it's awesome. You have to check it out. www.sierraxraycharlie.hoteluniform, sxc.hu. Okay, so here's something very interesting I found, and it's the Furby prank phone call. Enjoy. Hopefully, it'll be funny. I had good laughs.
I'm a sir.
Yes, sir.
My name is Milton. I bought little Furby for my 14-year-old boy, Chauncey. He's
yes.
493 pounds, and I promised that I would get him a Furby if he dropped 25 pounds. He's down from 520, you know.
Yes, sir.
Listen to this, Furby. I'm going to put the phone next to the Furby right now. It's making all kinds of demonic noises, and it's making all kinds of cursing and gestures at me.
Listen here, you little brat. I'll kill you.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
It said it was going to kill me. Did you hear? Hold on, it's talking again. Now it's using profanity. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Where is this coming from? I think we're looking at a lawsuit here.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm from my house right now.
I'm going to kill your mommy with an axe.
Did you just hear that?
Yes, sir. Can you hold on a minute, please?
It said it was going to kill my mommy with an axe. What kind of crap are you people selling over there?
Where are you from, sir?
That is, it's talking again.
Shut the hell up, jackass.
Listen to that. How can...
I smoke crack.
It just said it smokes crack.
Sir, can I let you talk to my manager, please?
Little Furby here is promoting drug use. Yes, put your manager on the phone immediately because I'm calling a lawyer next.
Okay, hold on, please.
Yes.
Hello, how may I help you, please?
Yes, is this a manager?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Is this a decision-making manager or a patsy for the higher-ups?
Sir, how can I help you? I'll try my best.
I have a defective Furby that I purchased from you guys. It's spitting out all kinds of vulgar and demonic phrases, and I'm about to call a lawyer to sue your ass off.
What did you say the Furby is doing, and where did you buy it?
I bought it from your store. Now it's making the exorcist noises. Hang on. Let me shake it a little bit and see if I can get it to talk. Did you hear that?
Sir, are you sure that's a Furby doll?
Yes, I am. It just called me a whore. Did you hear that? Hold, listen.
You smell like a camel's ass.
Now it's calling me a camel's ass.
Okay.
What are you people selling there?
Well, as far as I know, we sell good...
I'm going to turn that into fudge cow, Martin, when I get through with you. This thing is starting to scare the hell out of me.
Die.
It just told me to die.
I will spit acid in your eyes and blind you.
Oh, my God.
Now it's threatening to spit acid in my eyes and blind me.
I heard.
Should I call the police?
I don't know what to do.
What do you mean you don't know what to do? You're a manager. I think I'm going to call the bomb disposal unit and have them take this damn thing away.
Oh, I'm going to give you gonorrhea.
Now it's threatening me with sexually transmitted diseases.
I've never heard a Furby bot doll say any of those things.
Oh, right. What the hell is going on? Is this some kind of a joke?
No,
if this is your idea of a joke, I'm going to sue your ass off personally, too. You're going to be living in the street pushing a shopping cart in about 3 weeks.
Sir, honestly...
I have a gun. I'm going to shoot you now.
Now it's threatening to shoot me with a gun.
Sir, I hear these things, but I just...
It's got a gun.
Oh,
it's got a gun. Oh,
sir.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was funny. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have for you for this week's Random Baggage 2. Hope you enjoyed it. It's November the 6th. It's a Saturday. Hopefully next time around I'll have a guest. That's what I keep saying all the time, but it's hard to get people to talk on the show, really. The first question they ask me is, what do they talk about? I don't know. Say something. You can say hi. You can talk about yourself. Anyway, take it easy, everyone. And I'll see you sometime next week or something. Oh well. I'm out.